And Kathy Dawes again, along with Gail Donaldson in the city of Manhattan. And you have a new app we're going to talk about today. We meant to do this a little bit earlier, kind of have it going now. I have an idea how it's working out. And if you want to kind of share with us what we're talking about here today, Gail.
Sure. We have a new mobile app available for free download on Android and iPhone devices. It's called City of Manhattan Report It. You can also go to cityofmhk.com/report it and get the download links there. Basically, we've made it hopefully more user-friendly and definitely more accountable for people to report issues they see across the city, whether that's potholes, code violations, issues with park or trail maintenance. There's dozens of issues that they can report on there. And our staff will take a look at them. We'll go out and we'll investigate them. We'll address them to the best of our abilities. You know, sometimes with potholes, we may be able to fix it that day. With other types of issues, it may take weeks or months as we contact property owners to get the issues resolved. But we've had it up and running for about 2 weeks now, and as of this morning, we had 94 requests received in there for service, and we've closed over 60% of them, which is good. The whole point of this was to provide some accountability to citizens so that they knew that anything that they reported to us, we were taken care of. And so it's good to see that we're seeing that close rate.
Well, that is good to hear, too, that people are already aware of it and getting that into you. Now, I'm guessing this latest pothole last night was more a county matter. It probably was not City of Manhattan, so you didn't have to deal with that one on
mail. Right.
We have been reporting on that all morning long, too. But I know a lot of times we'll have listeners call in concerned about potholes and what do they need to do. And this is a pretty simple way for them to be able to do some of those things.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still do the same thing online. And we're only asking for your name and email address. And when you give us your email address, then you get notifications as we work through your issue, as we put it through the steps in the process, and then as we close it out, we'll tell you what we did with it, what happened, that type of thing. And we may even get in personal contact with you if we have additional questions.
All right. Mostly, does it relate mostly to potholes, or have you had other issues too? Maybe some examples of that.
Yeah, there's a whole variety of things on there. Any type of code violation, like furniture left on the curb, tall weeds and grass, any of those types of things that you would normally report to the code office, traffic lights, traffic signs, trash, tree limbs down in the public right of way, even parking issues. We've gotten involved with RCPD and K-State, and so there are a few issues that RCPD takes care of. Obviously, this is all non-emergency type of issues that we want you to report on the app. And then if you're on K-State's campus, there are a few things that you can report that their facilities division will take care of.
Now, as word gets out and more people start using this, do you foresee a time when it might be more difficult to keep up with that 60%, you know, rate of keeping control of some of these matters?
We will see how it goes, definitely. But, you know, most of our staff has been very receptive to this. They're very on board with it. And we like to say that we want you to report these issues to us because we can't be everywhere at one time. We can't see everything that's going on in every part of the city. So that's why if citizens can be our eyes for a few of those things, that's great.
Anything else we want to add today about the app or that you kind of want to emphasize or let people know more how to go about it and if they're not real savvy that way?
Sure. If you have an Android device, you can go into your Google Play Store. If you have an iPhone device, you can go into your App Store. And just search for City of Manhattan, and it should show up there in the top five or so search results. And or you can visit our website, and it's all on there too. And if you download the app, you have the ability to not only report issues, but there's also some quick links to, you know, our job listings, paying your water bill, and all of our interactive maps on there. So there's some extra features that hopefully are useful to citizens too.
And Melissa, Parks and Recreation, you have a role with this whole thing too, I guess.
We do. As Gail was mentioning, there's just a ton of different ways that you can report all kinds of things. So with Parks and Recreation, we were just talking about it this morning that, you know, not only like in our parks and trail systems, like different things, but like, for instance, if there was some pool maintenance thing with the pools as they just opened this weekend, if you saw something, you know, going awry, you can do that. And our maintenance department is usually on top of all of that. But like Gail said, we can't be everywhere all the time. And also, you know, there are things that, you know, people don't maybe necessarily want to report or talk about. Like, you know, if somebody's like, crawling over the fence of the pool or something like that. And something that, you know, if it's an emergent issue, we obviously want you to call RCPD, you know, or if it's, you know, a huge issue. But if it's something that you have been thinking about or you see that you don't know exactly what to do, this is a way for you to reach out and take care of things as a citizen and make it easier, hopefully. And, you know, if you don't have a mobile phone, like Gail said, too, you can do that online on the app, and we have it up on our site as well. So we're looking forward to, you know, having that 60% being taken care of. But, you know, this is new for us and it's new for our staff, but we're excited to be able to reach out to the public and work with them.
Well, thanks again, both of you, for stopping by. Gail Donaldson with the City of Manhattan, also Melissa Kirkwood, Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We'll take a break, and I know he's been very patiently waiting out in front, Kansas State Associate Dean of College of Agriculture, and Ernie Minton with us next. You're listening to In Focus and on News Radio KMAN.